heard this parable that we've just heard proclaimed from Matthew's gospel, the parable of the laborers in the vineyard. I've heard it numerous times in my life. I remember at some point as a child hearing it and imagining what would have happened the next day. If word began to spread through the community of laborers near this vineyard, I imagine that folks would very likely decide that there was no reason to show up in the marketplace early in the morning. If word were to spread that this landowner was going to pay the last, those who started working at 5 p.m., the same amount, a full day's wages that he paid the first, those who started in the early morning, I imagine that there would be few laborers in the marketplace on the next morning. And that instead, the marketplace would be overflowing with ready laborers in the late afternoon. It seemed to me that this parable was not very practical, or at the very least, it was not a sustainable economic model. Given our sinful predilections, wouldn't our response to the landowner's generosity be to try to come up with the best strategy for getting the most reward with the least effort? In other words, wouldn't we quickly do our best to take advantage of the landowner, to manipulate him to our ends, and thereby prove that the landowner's lavishness was misguided? What I was questioning as a child, and what continues to be the note of discordance for me in this parable as an adult, is in a sense exactly what Jesus wanted his hearers to perceive. The parable challenges our notion of how the world works. For our notion of how the world works is based on a limited horizon. Contrary to the ways in which we have learned to behave based on that limited horizon, God and God's economics are not based on calculations of efficiency, power, and domination. God does not have limited time and resources. God is not worried that his vineyard will be overtaken by weeds because no laborers show up in the early morning hours. Instead, God's love, God's desire to have communion with and amongst all of his creatures is based on an economics of abundance rather than scarcity. God's love is not a limited possession that needs to be protected, but rather it is an overflowing, never-ending resource. And we can be extremely grateful for that. The questions that I first pondered as a child about the practicality of this parable, wouldn't we quickly do our best to take advantage of the landowner, to manipulate him to our ends, to spoil the landowner's generosity? Those questions are basically insights into how God's creatures have behaved over time in response to God's abundant love. And we can see that throughout the history of the people of Israel and in the ongoing history of the church. We as sinful creatures will always be able to find ways to express our ingratitude, to attempt to misuse or abuse God's abundant love, to try to manipulate God to our ends. But thankfully, that is not the entire story. For there are those who refuse to accept the limited horizon of this world, who show up in the early morning hours, day after day, not because they think that they will gain some advantage over others, but rather because they have come to realize that there is no greater work than laboring in God's vineyard. We remember the most dramatic examples of those individuals as the saints of the church. For they have realized that the reward is not merely in the wages offered, the promise of heavenly joy and ongoing life in God's everlasting kingdom. The reward is found in working now, in laboring within and amidst God's people, in allowing one's life and one's work to be drawn into the current of God's abundant, overflowing love. In a few weeks, I will mark my first full year of living and serving amongst you here at St. Andrew's. And one of the many joys of working and serving here is that we have many such laborers in this parish who continue to show up in the early morning hours. Those are the disciples among us who quite literally show up in the early morning hours on Saturdays to prepare and serve food for our hungry neighbors. Those are the disciples among us who spend hours in labor to care for the grounds of this churchyard. There are those disciples among us who have spent hours planning and putting together campaigns to raise funds for the restoration of this church and of our organ. There are those disciples among us who have brought energy and inspiration to our Christian formation programs for children and adults. And for me, in recent weeks, one of the most powerful witnesses has been from those individuals who have labored behind the scenes to help this parish through this time of restoration and renovation. There are individuals who have spent days packing up our vestments and sacred vessels and moving them over to the parish house. There are individuals who have wiped mortar dust off of the pews that you sit on Saturday afternoons. There are individuals who have met countless times with contractors to make sure things are being done promptly and properly. There are those who have built a platform for our altar to sit upon in the parish house and constructed drapes to hang behind that altar. And some of those categories overlap. I could go on and on about the ongoing number of small and large tasks that have taken place. And there is still much work to be done. In fact, as I mentioned at the beginning of the service, you will have an opportunity at the end of this service to take part in those ongoing labors, to literally join in the work of moving us out of the space and into the parish hall by picking up a prayer book and a hymnal, or a few if you are feeling spry, and carrying it over to the parish house as we prepare to move our worship into that space for the next 2 months. Many of you have been laboring in this particular patch of God's vineyard since the early morning hours. And others, like me, have just arrived. However, the work here will continue tomorrow and next week and next month and next year, and our abounding reward is found in the labor that we will continue to do together. The wages of living now and tomorrow into God's everlasting kingdom. Such are the lavish wages, beyond anything that we could ever imagine earning on our own, that are rewarded to us by our loving God. Contrary to my suspicions as a child, I now have no doubt that as we gaze upon an expansive horizon opened to us by God's abundant love, we will continue to have many laborers showing up at all hours of the day for years to come.